Mark Anderson, Chief Administrative Officer for the Regional District of Kootenay Boundary, RDKB, provided the Times with the 2024 tax requisition apportionment for the East End Regionalized Sewer Utility. This regional service collects liquid waste from Rossland, Warfield, Trail and a small part of Area B, for treatment at the Columbia Pollution Control Center. Flows from each municipality are measured and the cost for running the service is charged to each community based on monthly flow measurements. The 2024 requisition to the regional service is as follows. Trail 68.8%, $1,365,968. Rossland 19.8%, $393,113. Warfield 11.4%, $226,338. Oasis Rivervale 0.91%, $21,201. Columbia Pollution Control Center. The RDKB owns the Columbia Pollution Control Center, which is located in Trail above Highway 3B near the mall. The center is a primary-level sewage treatment facility that provides regional wastewater treatment and disposal for approximately 14,000 people residing in the municipalities of Trail, Rossland and Warfield, as well as the two smaller adjacent communities of Oasis and Rivervale. Each of these areas retains the responsibility for wastewater collection at the local level. The treatment plant consists of screening of the influent wastewater to remove trash and coarse solids, followed by gravity settling to remove grit, and primary sedimentation to separate crude solids from the raw wastewater. The treated water is then disinfected by using chlorine gas, and dechlorinated prior to its discharge to the Columbia River via an outfall. Waste solids from the primary clarifiers are stabilized in two anaerobic digesters and then dewatered using a belt filter press, with disposal of the dewatered biosolids to landfill, for inclusion into composting. Plant upgrades. In December 2021, the RDKB announced it had received a $46 million plus infrastructure grant to modernize the sewer plant into secondary treatment. Secondary treatment is an additional step that removes about 95% of organic materials from wastewater. The grant came from the governments of Canada and British Columbia through the Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program, Green Infrastructure Environmental Quality Stream. Funding to help cover the $63 million job, 2021 estimation, includes $25.12 million from the Government of Canada and $21 million from the Government of British Columbia. Read more. Hashtag local news. Read more. Hashtag local community stories.